When I awoke yesterday morning, my tooth was painfully throbbing. As I've been taught, I knew it was not the truth about me. Man is spiritual, not material. I reached out and picked up my hymnal and read a few of my hymns, taking them into my heart and praising God for a peaceful night's rest and the light of a new day. I lay in bed recalling the wonderful changes that have occurred in my thinking due to Christian Science. I thought about all the healings that I have received as a result of all the work and prayers of my practitioner and praise God for his loving mercy. I'm so grateful to my practitioner for her patience and expression of truth. I thought about how my life was so far off course before and how it is still very difficult for me to comprehend such a complete and drastic change in life experiences in such a short time. Sometimes it makes me cry because it's so beautiful. I had so much deep-seated pain and fear to overcome. Everywhere I turned was darkness. Now life is filled with light and the kindness of those who genuinely care about humanity and truth and integrity, those who teach me what is required to grow in this process of building my understanding of God so that I too can shine his light out into the world. I've been given a sense of worth and confidence that I never knew existed before. I have faith and trust in God. The Bible has come alive for me. The information I gained during the roundtable discussions about the practical use of science is a tremendous blessing. The services are uplifting and inspirational. After an hour or so, with joy in my heart, I got out of bed and did some work around the house and later on went to the store. I think it was about late afternoon when I realized, aside from its first brief appearance, not for one more minute had I felt pain in my tooth. Something like this would have bothered me for days, but this time, whatever thought I had about it was immediately replaced with praise for God. I'm so grateful to my practitioner for all her love and guidance, and to Mrs. Eddy for this divine science. I'm grateful to God for his patience and endless supply of omnipotent truth and inspiration. Thank you.